Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you on board as we face the issues. Keep in mind, the format of this broadcast is based on you, our listener. It is designed around your comments, your questions, your dialogue and discussion on the issue each and every day. The mic's open for you to call in. After we do a brief monologue, we invite you to call in. Join in the dialogue and discussion. We'll be talking about a very serious prophetic text in the scripture as is applied to our nation today. The question is, will America survive God's judgment? Hear that question. Will America survive God's judgment? I believe God is at the present time progressively judging nations around the globe. That's based on the authority of the Word of God. There's no way that we can circumvent it, counter it, or challenge it. It's real. It's factual. God is judging every nation and shall continue to judge every nation that said no to Jesus Christ, or every nation that's turned their back on God, or every nation that has dispelled God from the classrooms and from the societal interest in a nation. And that's what we've done in America. May I say to you, as we face the issues today, let me remind you, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. And let's go back a moment, lest I forget it. That telephone number for your calling is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. That telephone call goes directly through to our studios, right to our microphone, so that we can entertain your questions, your comments, your dialogue and discussion on the issue. Many of you, many of us, many that's listening at this moment may recall when President Ronald Reagan made a famous statement describing America as a, quote, a shining city on a hill. And for about 250 years, America has been that shining city on a hill. And it's been that around the globe. President Reagan also further said, I've always believed that this blessed land was set apart in a very special way, end quote. He was exactly right. And that's exactly true today. America has been set aside, set up, and blessed of God as no other nation on the face of the globe. You can go back and check that statement anytime, any place, any way, with any criterion that you want to use in making the determination or in the discerning whether or not that statement is true. But ladies and gentlemen, I believe we're watching the progressive hand of God judging our nation today because of what we're doing that's turned our backs on God. This broadcast today, this show, we're going to be looking at and analyzing the three basic areas that we have failed in as Americans, as a nation, as a constitutional republic, three areas that we failed in. And I'll tell you very quickly, we have failed morally, ethically, theologically, doctrinally, biblically, morally, militarily, financially, in just about every way that you could account. We're going to break that down in three basic areas that we failed in that I believe is warranting the judgment of God upon a nation. Let me remind you, as we face the issues based on the Word of God, not based on a political agenda, we face the issues not based on some denominational dogma. As we face the issues, it's not based on political expediency. We're facing the issues each and every day based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. And as we look at the Word of God, I call it the truth book. In John 8:31-32, the Lord Jesus, speaking to his disciples, said, if you continue in my word, hear me, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed. That word indeed means truly. A true disciple is identified by the one that stays in the word of God. And he goes further in stating, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. The only way that we find truth, know truth, can be set free by truth is from the written, revealed word of God. And then in John 14:6, Jesus says, I am truth. And further in John 17:17, the Lord Jesus says, thy word is truth. It's the truth of the word of God that endures forever, according to Psalms 117:2. So, ladies and gentlemen, we need to focus on truth, perhaps as never before. When we're facing the reality of the progressive judgment of God on our nation, even as conservatives, as Christians, as patriots, we need to recognize that God will not withhold his judgment forever. When we have kicked God out of the classroom, when we have abandoned the word of God, when those in the Beltway in Washington, as Representative Jerry Nadler, that said so blatantly and so confrontationally, when one of the representatives was standing at the speaker stand reading a verse or a passage of scripture, when they were talking about passing the sodomite bill in Washington, the LGBTQ agenda bill, as that congressman was reading from the scripture, Jerry Nadler screamed, the Bible has no place in the halls of Congress. And that's the mindset. That is the modus operandi. That is what is carried out in practice today. In practice, in theory, in reality, that is the mindset. And so, ladies and gentlemen, when we think about going back to the fundamental foundation, elemental truths of the Word of God, we need to recognize that truth is rejected today, perhaps as never before. It was the secularist George Orwell that said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. But yet, with the latest survey, the millennials in America, 18 to 35-year-old age group, the millennials in America have basically said, 55% of them, by the way, according to the study, said that each person determines their own version of truth. It goes back to the days of the judges in the book of the Judges in the Old Testament in the scripture, where it says every man did that which was right in his own eyes. That's saying the same thing that the millennials are saying today, that truth is in the eyes of the beholder. Whatever you think is truth becomes truth. But the article that states that says this, the loss of truth has grave consequences for any community, for justice, and for the sense of purpose and of mental health. I'm not aware, this writer says, of any civilization that has abandoned the reality of truth to the extent and yet survived. The good news is that Americans still hold out hope that each person can make a difference in the world. If there was ever a time to stand for truth, this writer says, it is now. And I believe that is precisely what we need to do, is recognize that. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus made a powerful statement that's been an impression on my life for some years now. He says, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. And I believe there's coming a day very quickly in the United States of America that if we stand for truth as the Word of God calls on us to do, we're going to face the fiery darts of the wicked one that will want to destroy our lives as a result of it. You watch what's happening. And I'm not trying to put President Donald J. Trump on a pedestal, but because of his stand in facing issues based on what is right and what is truth, notice how they have tried to eviscerate him. Notice with Elon Musk, and Elon Musk up until now has not been a bastion of what would be called conservatism, but because of the Twitter onion being peeled and Elon Musk bringing out and pointing out the evil, wicked leftist and their immoral, ungodly, unholy agenda and the lies and the deceit that's gone forth, notice how they're trying to eviscerate him. They're trying to destroy him. They're trying to ruin him financially and every other fashion possible because he's standing on the truth. And that's exactly where we're headed as a nation today. This is the reason we need to be concerned when I ask the question, will America survive God's judgment? By the way, the succinct answer in advance is no. No. America cannot survive God's judgment, nor the nation can survive God's judgment. God's judgment is poured out and being poured out progressively on a national and international basis. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has the full line of Honda generators, and Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the power backup equipment. Tools for Time's knowledgeable staff can also answer all of your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, right here in the heart of Mandarin. Tools for Time is located right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. And for your ability to find Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, there's a benchmark 165-foot flagpole with the Old Glory, the U.S. flag flowing 24/7. At the base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. Ladies and gentlemen, there's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions: house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly oriented environment. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, so the entire family of Tools for Time can worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's word ordained it to be so. Ladies and gentlemen, drop by Tools for Time, make an application for employment, wait to see what God does in placing you in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you that the telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. In just a moment, we'll take our first caller. But let me further introduce this just very briefly, and then we'll go into further depth after we receive our callers. Ladies and gentlemen, I go back to the Ronald Reagan statement. President Ronald Reagan said, America is as a shining city on a hill. And then he further states, I've always believed that this blessed land was set apart in a very special way. But ladies and gentlemen, we must ask the question, what has happened to the American exceptionalism? What has happened to America's exceptionalism that Ronald Reagan was so taken with and was so struck with and awestruck, if you will, in relationship to what he had seen? I believe we've become the laughing stock of the world. I believe that around the globe, leaders like Xi in China, leaders like Kim Jong Idiot, or what did they call him? Kim Jong, my bride says don't do that, but it's Kim Jong Fool in North Korea. I believe that when you look at Putin in Russia, when you look at the Gestapo in Cuba and Ukraine and in Venezuela, they are all laughing at sleepy Joe Biden. We become the laughing stock, not the exceptional city on a shining hill. I'm looking at a headline, what's exceptional about Americans' exceptionalism? And I look at the article. It's about a 10-page article, but I'm going to pluck out one paragraph, then we'll take our first caller. The American mix of Enlightenment theory and practical experience in government produced a result that was seen from the very first, as there is no other word for it but exceptional. In Revolutionary America, revealed Tom Paine, Americans are about to begin the world over again. The birthday of a new world is at hand, and a race of men, perhaps as numerous as all of Europe contains, are to receive their portion of freedom from the events of a few months. That portion of freedom would be a political order that, with no ranks, no parallels, no hierarchy, a government that limited itself and confined itself by a written constitution and identity based not on race or on blood or soil or ancestry or even language, but on a single proposition as relentless, logical as it was frighteningly brief, that all men are created equal. Ladies and gentlemen, that sets the stage for a massive article that's written on that subject that is very, very worthwhile, and I believe it sets the stage of what we're talking about today. What's exceptional about America's exceptionalism? And I believe we're watching that diminish rapidly, exponentially, as a result of Joe Biden and the socialist, Marxist, BLM, communist, democratic parties desire to destroy America. It is the scorched earth theory, the theory that says that if I can't control it, we'll destroy it. And I believe that's what we're watching in these last days while the socialist Marxists are in charge of the House of Representatives. I believe we have Tom on the line. Tom, go over with your question or comment, please.
Yes, sir. Dr. Youngblood, I'd like to comment on the congressman that says the Bible has no place in Congress. And really, Dr. Youngblood, he's exactly right. The Book of Truth has no place in a den of liars. There's no way they're going to mix. So I think rather than, you know, be angry or upset, just take it for what it is. That's the truth.
And you're exactly right. You're exactly right, Tom. In fact, you were spot on, because what they've done, they have dispelled God. They have rejected God's word. And yet we have people like Nancy Pelosi, and I'm glad that she's no longer Speaker of the House. We have people like Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and AOC and those that have rejected God openly, that whether it's openly open rebellion and verbal rebellion against God and God's word, we still see the modus operandi that's taking place, and they're making decisions that's immoral, ungodly, unholy, unconstitutional, that's causing the rapid destruction of our nation from the inside. And Tom, I know that you're aware of it, familiar with it. Go back to the history of the Roman Empire. Roman Empire was not destroyed by an outside force, was not destroyed by war that came within. It was destroyed by an implosion from within. And we're watching that implosion take place in America today, in my most humble opinion.
You're exactly right. You're exactly right, Dr. Youngblood. And I've noticed I'm usually 6 months behind you. I'm a little slow. What you're talking about, it takes me about 6 months to really grasp it because you're vastly ahead. But when you look at it, Christ is the truth. He said he was the truth, the way, and the life. And if you can strip him of truth, then you've taken his power. And that's exactly what the Democratic Party today is doing, is they're stripping Christ of his truth. So
no question about it.
Beg your pardon?
No question about that, Tom. One of the things, and I want you to hang on a minute, and I'm going to read a brief paragraph or two from a massive article, then get your take on it. If you think Dems are finished transforming America, think again. The article is dated December the 27th. According to a story in the New York Times, Democrats have not only been playing defense against the Republicans' efforts to curtail voting access and amplify doubts about the legitimacy of the nation's elections. Their real offensive starts now, this writer says. Quote, now it's Democrats who retained all but one governor's office that they hold and won control of the state legislature in Michigan and Minnesota, who are ready to go on an offensive in 2023, according to the report. They're putting forward a long list of proposals that include creating automatic voter registration system, pre-registering teenagers to vote before they turn 18, returning the franchise to felons released from prison and criminalization in the election misinformation. Hold on to your seats, this writer says. The enemy is undaunted. Indeed, it's stepping up its plans to finish the job of throttling all freedom in America and fundamentally transforming the United States of America. In an article titled Democrats Feeling Their Strength Plan to Go on the Offensive on Voting Rights, the Times, that is the New York Times, laid bare the naked truth about the party's plans for 2023. Tom, I believe that the writer in that article is correct. I just read two paragraphs out of a five-page article. If you think the Dems are finished transforming America, think again. What are your thoughts of that article, and do you think it's on target? Do you believe that the Democrats are trying now to, in these last days with the lunges forward, trying to destroy America? And will they continue that plan in 2023, in your opinion?
Yes, Dr. Youngblood, they will. And I think the question you asked was, can America survive? And if you have two countries and one is at war with the other one, and the other one doesn't realize it's being attacked or it's at war, it's going to lose. Until we wake up, until this Republican Party wakes up and realize they got themselves in the middle of a war, the outlook is very bad. And I find Democrats, I have two sister-in-laws who are staunch Democrats, and they just think they're goody-two-shoes, that they're doing good. They don't realize that they're wrecking the integrity and the country. They just don't have any clue of the damage that they're doing. So, yes, I do think the article is right on, Dr. Youngblood. And I just don't have an answer of what it's going to take to wake people up. I wish I did. I pray for it. But I just don't have an answer.
Well, one of the things, Tom, that we've been doing that I think is strategically incorrect, and we're guilty of it as conservatives, as Christians, as patriots, we have been clinging on to the hope each and every election cycle, even with the main election, the midterm elections, local and state elections. Somehow, mankind has gotten to the point where we've tried to place our faith and trust and confidence in government and the governance of a nation and a city or a state based on putting people in office. I think that it should be evident to all listening that it's not based on what government can do, but what God can do. And if we're going to want to have the best, we need to be saying and doing that which pleases God and not government. Somehow, some way, we've gotten it backwards, I believe, Tom, with the mindset that we can survive and that we can thrive by simply putting different people in office. And it's as old cliche, we're digging the hole deeper and wider each and every election cycle, in my most humble opinion. So I believe it's time, if we're going to survive the judgment of God, we've got to turn back to God.
That's true. Dr. Unger, I was going through my wallet looking for a credit card when I was buying some Christmas gifts, and I noticed my voter's registration is in there. And I'm going to ask you, shouldn't I just throw that away? Because the Democrats have figured out how to throw an election. So really, that card has no power anymore.
None whatsoever. In fact, I don't suggest throwing it away, but I suggest that we need to wake up, sit up, smell the coffee, and realize that, and many people have come to that conclusion, that they just sit back and don't vote. I don't recommend that, but at the same time, we realize that our vote is almost a sham. And if the Democrats do what they're wanting to do now, their plans, as we speak, their plans are simply to eviscerate, destroy, make illegal what is called the Electoral College vote, and to make the voting elections based on the popular vote. That means that states like California, New York, the Eastern Seaboard, the Western Seaboard, West Coast and Eastern Seaboard, those cities and those states will be the ones that will basically make the determination who leads the nation. And those are blue states, blue cities, then it would destroy the future election. If they are successful in doing that, yes, we may as well just throw away our voter registration cards because it'd be worthless.
Well, Dr. Youngblood, I really think that people who vote Democratic have no idea of the leaders at the top, Obama, George Soros, and such. They just think that they're doing a civic duty and being nicey-nicey. But they don't realize the diabolical thoughts of the top leaders, I don't think.
Absolutely. I think it's time we wake up and smell the coffee from a central biblicist standpoint. When I say central biblicist, you've heard me say before, and our listeners have also, I believe everything that takes place on a local, state, national, international level, we need to review it, investigate it, look at it through the prism of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. What does God say about what's happening? And just for a final note before I let you go, Jesus said in Matthew chapter 12, verse 25, that, and I'm going to paraphrase it for the benefit of understanding it clearly for our listeners. Jesus said in Matthew 12:25 that no city, no state, no nation, no home can survive if it's divided. And that is, in my opinion, the pronouncement of God's judgment on America, because we stand as a totally divided nation, totally divided states, totally divided cities, totally divided families. And it's all based on the political view somehow, some way, that we can keep depending on government rather than depending on God. That we can embrace government, all the government says, all the government requires, all the submission the government demands, and refuse to submit and surrender to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. It simply will not work. Tom, thank you so much for your call. Keep looking up, and may I wish you and all of your family a happy new year as we enter into that blessed time, the new year season. Thank you so much for your call. I believe we have Miranda on the line. Miranda, go over with your question or comment, please.
Hi, Dr. Youngblood. John Fitzgerald Kennedy said, this is a quote from him, he said, when you make peaceful revolution impossible, you make violent revolution inevitable. And I fear that we are heading that way because of the elections. We have not been able to vote them out. They have figured out how to game the system and how to cheat and how to, even in the face of lots and lots and lots of testimony and evidence, they just keep prevailing. You know, and nobody ever, I want to see somebody thrown out.
Yeah. Well, this is one of the things I've said, Miranda, that we have the saber rattling from our Republicans now. They were promising us all kinds of things. We would elect them and put them back in office in 2017, 2018, et cetera. They got in, did zip, zero, not a nothing. In fact, they, most of them, like Kevin McCarthy and others, Mitch McConnell, they were the stumbling block for Donald J. Trump that prevented him from doing anything. We have failed to recognize that we must stand together. And I believe, in fact, you touch on that. It reminds me of a book that I had the privilege of researching and writing and publishing in 2012. And the title of it is "The Time for Revolution." Subtitle, I said, "Will it be the ballot box or the battlefield?" And it was a verse by verse look at 2 Chronicles chapter 10. And when there was a battle over the kingship, battle over who was going to ascend to the throne, they chased one of the candidates, if you will, out of town and slaughtered the IRS agent. And that's the terms that I use in the book. And I don't recommend that, but I do believe that just as you quoted from John Fitzgerald Kennedy, I believe we're watching today the high probability of a major, major, major revolution in America, because I think most of the people have gotten tired of submitting to a government that has said no to God and that is in the process of destroying our nation militarily, financially, morally, ethically, theologically, and biblically as no other time in the history of our world.
Yes, it is. I find it so disingenuous that the Democrats think they act like they have the moral high road when they're talking about murdering babies in the womb. They have no respect for life. They have no respect for law. They have no respect for families. They have no respect. I don't know if you've heard about up in Canada about the now if you have a mental illness, regardless of your age or whatever, if you decide that you want to end your life, the government will help you.
Even if you don't decide to end your life, in fact, in Canada at this very moment, if you're poverty-stricken and you cannot pay your bills, the Canadian government recommends that you take your life, that they just simply dispatch you. We're watching the moral degradation of a nation, Miranda. We're up against our hard break for the news, but Miranda, thank you so much for your call, for your input. As Christians, as conservatives, let me remind you and our listeners, we need to keep looking up and recognize that God's still on the throne, that God's still in control, even though it seems dark. Dr. Adrian Rogers said years ago, it's gloriously dark because every day draws us closer to the time that the rapture of the church will take place. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in this morning. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We're going to have the top of the hour news, and right after that, we'll be right back as we continue to face the issues.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.